as we discussed in our previous shiur, certainly the mitzvah or the concept of kashering kelim is mentioned in the Torah. There's machlokes rishonim if kashering kelim is a mitzvah asei midaraisa. Tosfos in Masechta Avod Zara, Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis, Divrei Maskil Amar Rabbi Yochanan, holds that kashering kelim is a mitzvah asei. And so too is the opinion of the Rebbeinu Tam. However, most Rishonim disagree, and most Rishonim are of the opinion that kashering kelim is not a mitzvah asei. The Bahag, Rebbe Sadia Goyin, the Rambam, the Smag, they all say that the psukim that the Torah teaches us about kashering kelim is not to tell us that there's a specific mitzvah to kasher kelim, but rather the purpose of those psukim is to teach us that a keli that absorbed iser may not be used to cook food further. Even, which goes back, which really reflects a different issue discussed later in our Masechta, and that is the issue of tam kikr. Do we look at tam in a keli as if we have the food itself, or is tam not kikr? However, the Achroinim explain that even if we hold that tam is not kikr midaraisa, that doesn't change the fact that the Torah teaches us that we should not use a keli that has in it the tam iser without kashering the keli first. Even if we hold the tam ki'ikr is the raisa, explained the Mefarshim, that the Rambam holds we only say tam ki'ikr when you're going to have a kezayis of iser b'chdei achilas pras. Certainly, when you're going to have a keli, a dish or whatever, that has in it tam iser, you're not going to have that much iser of iser b'chdei achilas pras, and therefore, nobody would hold that that's the reason you have to kasher the kelim. Rather, you have to kasher the kelim because the Torah told us we don't want you to use kelim to cook that has in it a tam iser, that tam could ultimately find itself into the food that we cook in it. Actually, we can perhaps suggest, going back to an issue that we discussed in our previous year, that if we hold tam ki'ikr, so now we understand why we need to kasher the keli. We need to kasher the keli to get the tam out. If we hold tam is lav ki'ikr, so why do we need to kasher the keli? So we could say, because there's another problem if you're going to use a keli that has in it a absorption of iser. Because if you have a keli that has in it absorption of iser, that you haven't, so to speak, gotten rid of through kashering, when you're going to use that pot that has in it the tam iser going into the, and now using it to cook something that you want to eat, so that is a concern of aim of atum iser l'chatchila by causing the tam iser should go into your food. And therefore, kashering is required. But there's a question that many Mefarshim ask, and that is, why don't we make a bracha on kashering kelim? There is, I saw a tshuva from the Shailos HaTshuvos River of Ephraim, Chelek Or Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Simen Reish Tzadik Aleph, Ois Aleph, that does quote the Haggadah Shal Pesach Shal Anshe Hoidu. The Haggadah Shal Pesach of the Indian Jews, that it says indeed that they did make kasha kalim, but they only kasha kalim that had become non-kosher. A keli that was being kashered for chametz, that you wanted to use the keli for Pesach, even that shita holds that you need not kasher. But we know that certainly, as the Shulchan Aruch paskens and as our minig, we certainly don't make a bracha on kashering kalim. And the question is, why? It's specifically a question because we know, as we read in the Psukim, that not only when we have a keli that, as the Torah spoke about, by the Mechemes Midyan, that was used by the Akum, that we have a chiv to kashrat keli, if we want to use the keli, we also have an obligation to be toivel the keli. And the halacha is that for tefillah, we do make a bracha when we toivel the keli, the bracha of tefillas kelim. And the question is, why by tefillas kelim do we make a bracha, and by agolas kelim don't we make a bracha? The Rishonim explain that tefillah is a mitzvah sasei. There's a mitzvah sasei that before I use such a keli that I got from an akum, I have to be toivel it. Whereas hagolah is mitzvah loy sasei, because as we just explained, the reason we kasher a keli, it's not that there's an independent obligation to kasher the keli. There's a problem if we won't kasher the keli. The problem if we won't kasher the keli is that the tam that's absorbed into that keli will now go into the food that we're cooking in that keli. So we're only trying to get rid of that tam that we shouldn't be eating something that's not kosher. So the Rishonim say that where our entire purpose of our act, of our activity, is just to rid ourselves of Isser, we don't make a bracha. And they bring very nice rayas when we remove the giranosha or the chalev from an animal after we shecht it, we don't make a bracha for doing the nikar. Why? Again, because all we're doing is separating the Isser out. And since we're separating the Isser out, a bracha is not recited. The problem with that is that, as the Tvur Shor already says, to say that Hagolas Kalim is considered ridding ourselves of Isser, whereas Tvilas Kalim is considered doing a mitzvah saseh, is somewhat difficult to understand. Because why am I toiveling the keli? There is no specific reason to be toivel the keli. The only reason that I'm toiveling the keli is that in order I should be able to cook and use that keli. So it also is only there for the purpose of being able to avail ourselves of using the keli. So why, again, is there an isser difference between hagolas kelim and Tfilas Kalim? Moreover, as the Mefarshim, we do find that even when we're just trying to remove an Isser, we do make a bracha. A number of examples. The reason, before we shecht an animal, we make a bracha on the Shechita. What is the purpose of the Shechita of an animal? The purpose of the Shechita of an animal is to remove the Isser of Ein Zvuach. To remove the Isser that one may not eat food, may not eat from an animal that wasn't properly slaughtered. Or in the sugyas that we're learning, we make a bracha when we do bedikas chametz, we make a bracha abiyah chametz. Also, all we're trying to do is remove the Isser of having chametz in our home. And yet, we're making a bracha. Or, when a nida goes to the mikveh after she finishes counting the Zai and the Kiyim. So the purpose is that she should take away from herself the Sanida, and yet she makes a bracha on that tvila. So the Farshim are very bothered with this question. And there are a number of reasons given. One reason is that whenever something happened that was wrong, and now that something happened that was wrong, that shouldn't have happened, and I want to correct that situation, that doesn't warrant a bracha. It's sort of in the same category of HaMitzvah Abah Ba'Aveira. So now let's think about this keli. This keli, how did it get non-kosher? It somehow you use non-kosher ingredients in the keli, or you cooked bas b'cholov in the keli, and now you need to rid yourself of that isser. Getting rid of an isser is like a mitzvah abah ba'aveira, and just like we find that if somebody returns a gzela, or if somebody pays for nezikin, if he damaged somebody, and the Torah says in Parshas Mishpatim that you have to pay nezik tsar ripu yishevus aboshes, or if you have to pay kefil, in all of these situations, you don't make a bracha. The problem with this, the problem with this pshat, is that, so what happens if you're kashering a keli for Pesach? The keli, when it was used for chametz, there was nothing wrong with cooking chametz in your pat. Or, even as the Torah speaks about the din of kashering, when they got the kli midyon, the akum were allowed to use their pats for non-kosher purpose. And yet, we don't make a bracha when we kasher those kalim. So therefore, the Mefarshim, in answer to this question, want to say that we only make a bracha that has to be, they refine this teretz. And they say that since at times when we kasher a keli, it did come about because the wrong thing was done. It did come about because you cooked bas v'cholov. It did come about that you cooked something non-kosher in your pots and pan. Then the kashering is in the category, as we just said, of mitzvah habab avera. Therefore, since in those circumstances it's a mitzvah habab avera and a bracha is not appropriate, we never make a bracha. Another teretz that the Mefarshim suggest is only by a mitzvah that you're not always obligated to fulfill that mitzvah do we make a bracha. Tzitzis, tefillin, we know are only worn by day, not by night. Sukkah is only on Sukkos. However, a bracha, a mitzvah that's constant, we don't make a bracha on it. And that's why, for example, the most fundamental part of our belief is Emunah b'Hashem. We don't make a bracha in Emunah b'Hashem, because you always have to believe in Hashem and love Hashem. We don't make a bracha when we give tzedakah, because there's never a time that you don't have to give tzedakah. And therefore, the same thing on Tefillas Kelim, on Hagos Kelim. We always have to have kosher kelim in our house. And since we always have to have kosher kelim, it's not limited to a specific time. Therefore, a bracha isn't recited. The problem with that pshat is a number of issues. One issue is that, so when we kasher our kelim for Pesach, so that also only comes at a specific time during the year, before Pesach. Furthermore, as we said earlier in our shir, if that's the way to understand, so then why do we make a bracha al tefilas kelim? If a mitzvah that's constantly obligated, we don't make a bracha. Another teretz is that we don't make a bracha on something that we don't have to do. You have to wear tzitzis if you have a beged with dalek hanfis. You have to put on tefillin. You don't have to kasher kelim. You could avoid kashering kelim by getting kelim that are kosher. And therefore, since you don't have to kasher kelim, that's why you don't make a bracha. The problem with that pshat is then the same should be said by tefillas kelim. Yes, if you want to buy a keli from an akum, you have to toivel it. But who says you have to buy kelim from an akum? And even on tzitzis, we know that you're only obligated to wear tzitzis if you have a beged with dalet knafos. But who says you have to have a beged with dalet knafos? A teretz to some of these questions is that, because in all of the pshatim that we've just mentioned, the underlying question in many of these situations was, what about chametz and Pesach? So sort of the mefarshim want to suggest that the Torah doesn't teach us the halachas of kashering kelim by Pesach. The Torah teaches us the parasha by Midyan. Pesach is only something that we learn from Midyan. And therefore, Midyan did represent a mitzvah haba b'aveira. And again, as little as we understand, because it wasn't really an aveira for Akum to cook. It's something, and therefore, hagolas kelim, we don't make a bracha. But I did see from the Arugas Abaisim a very fundamental explanation why we make a bracha by some mitzvahs and why Hagolas Kalim is not one of those mitzvahs. He says that when do we make a bracha? We make a bracha when we make something, when we change the status of something. Let's think about it. We make a bracha on Tefillas Kelim. Until now, this keli was a kli akum, now becomes a kli Yisrael. We make a bracha. We make a bracha by truma, when we separate truma from the produce. Until now, the produce was tevel, and by taking off the truma, it becomes mutatit. We shecht an animal. Until now, the animal was forbidden. Now becomes kosher. A woman, after she's a nida, as long as she was a nida, she was prohibited to her husband. Now she's no longer a nida. However, when we speak about Hagolas Kalim, we're not changing the status of anything. What we're doing is we're taking away the Yisr. The same by Nikur. We're not changing the status. We're just removing the Gidim and the Chalev. The simile, when we do Melicha on meat, we don't make a bracha. Because we're not changing the status of the meat. We're just removing the Dam. And all of these Chalevs, where we're not actually creating a physical transformation, we're just removing Isser. In those situations, says the Arugas Abaisim, we don't make a bracha.